If the governor signs the bill, charter schools would qualify for new or renewed countywide tax millage dollars. Now, historically, that money has gone to traditional public schools. Jennifer Smith is with the Michigan Association of School Boards. That organization is against the bills. Smith says traditional public schools have costs charter schools just don't have.
We don't feel it's necessary for charter schools to be included in that when they don't have some of those costs to offset.
Supporters say charter schools have lots of expenses too, and the bill would ensure that all students in all public schools are treated equally. I'm Shayna Roth in Lansing.